guys.
Come together as a unit.
It was us in the huddle just stepping up and saying, let's get it done. You know, we've been through so much throughout the game with the penalties and the turnovers. And, you know, the great thing about nobody pointed a finger. You know, everybody, you know, just stuck together and encouraged one another. And, you know, the last draft, we just, you know, got into, you know, a no-huddle drill and you know, was able to move the ball, you know, which was good for us. You know, we get out of here 1-0, and that's what's important.
Mike, when you throw the touchdown to Jeff, was there a sigh of relief over there?
Absolutely. You know, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. You know, we fought hard all game, and you know, obviously I had, you know, plenty of throws that I would like to have back, and, you know, sort of, you know, rusty out there, you know, but, you know, I just fought through it, and that's all I could do. But, you know, when we scored that last touchdown, it was a sign of relief, you know, to
Was there a sense to of frustration out there before in that series? Or
you know what? The thing was, we was never frustrated, you know, even when we was down, you know, and late in the fourth quarter. We was never frustrated with 6 minutes left to go and we was down. You know, we just kept fighting. You know, we just kept encouraging one another and, you know, got to give credit to the defense. You know, they saved us. You know, the defense went out and played well, and now they look real good.
Michael, how do you keep your attitude up after the pick six? I mean,
you know, when you throw interceptions, it's one thing. But when you throw an interception for a touchdown, and it changes the dynamic of the game, when you look up at the scoreboard and now you're losing, you know, you feel a sense of, you know, dissatisfaction. You know, you look over at the sideline, you hold yourself accountable for, you know, for making positive plays, and it don't happen, and I have a responsibility to this team, and that's to lead them, not to hurt them. And so I was more disappointed in that than anything, and, you know, just wanted another chance at it to get the ball back and you know, try to make things right.
And Mike, you almost threw a pick on the play right before the touchdown. You feel like you got lucky on that one?
Oh man, yeah, I got to get out of Cleveland. Got to get out of Cleveland.
Do you feel like it was just a matter of getting used to the speed of the game again after not having much of a summer?
You know, I think, you know, not playing in the preseason, you know, playing enough. You know, as a veteran, I thought I would have that natural feel of the game, and you know, you can't really simulate it in practice because it doesn't count. You know, if you just have a chance to be out on that field, you know, and play this game, it's different and it's special, you know. And, you know, I realized today how special it is and how honored and privileged I am to be able to play in this league, you know, and I never take it for granted. You know, I never take preseason for granted. You know, I give it everything I got each and every down, and, you know, the thing I have to do is continue to get better. You know, I know I can keep the turnovers down. I just got to play within the system, and that's what my coach tells me all the time, and not try to do too much, and sometimes I do that.
Like a year ago, this team doesn't probably win this type of game. What does it say about the growth of this team for come away?
Well, you know, our team has a great deal of resolve. I thought we had it last year. You know, we don't, you know, we never want to disappoint our coaches, and we don't want to disappoint ourselves. And, you know, the thing I can say is, you know, and I'm not just saying it because we won the game today. You know, I'm surrounded by a great group of guys, and y'all probably heard me say that before. You know, I have awesome teammates, and, you know, I wouldn't, you know, trade either one of them for the world. You know, I have great coaches who believe in us, and we believe in them. And, you know, I'm just glad we was able to pull this game out, man. I got to get out of Cleveland.
What changed for you on that last possession? Is it just feeling more comfortable?
You know, the last possession, I just knew it was do or die. And, you know, my teammates, they all just had a sudden look in their eyes, you know, as if, you know, they was wondering what was, you know, wrong with my attitude. You know, why was I, you know, hanging my head? You know, they had never seen me like that before. But I just felt like I let them down, and it'll never happen again, regardless of, you know, what the game dictates. But, you know, that last drive was just putting it all together. And I wasn't going to disappoint my coaches. I wasn't going to disappoint my teammates. And even though we had to go 90 yards for the score, whatever it took, I was going to get it done.
Mike, it's funny that you mentioned how your teammates were looking at you there. I mean, I remember a year and a half ago now, but after that Giants game where you led that great comeback, everybody in the locker room said, I knew we were going to win that game. Mike was leading us. He's fearless. He can do it. Do you feel like you've got to get back to that level? Maybe stop the same.
Absolutely. I think you have to have these type of games in order to become a championship football team. You know, because Cleveland, they have a good defense, and it's not always going to be easy, you know. And, you know, we have a tough schedule, and, you know, we have a lot of challenges so ahead of us. So, you know, you got to take it how it comes. You got to live in the moment, and you got to make it happen when you have to. And, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board, look at the film, and get better. And I certainly know that, you know, my next game, you know, I'm going to try to become a better player.
Mike, do you feel like you talked about a sigh of relief when you got the touchdown, when you fumbled the ball and you turned and the ball was there? I mean, that had to be the same feeling.
Well, regardless of what, you know, that guy was pretty strong. Whatever it took, I was going to get that ball back. I felt like I was down. That's why I really didn't try to fight for it. But, you know, it was a great play on both sides. I got to take my hat off to the Cleveland defense. I take my hat off to our defense and my teammates. And I'm just glad we got out with a win, and I'm out of Cleveland.
Michael Vick and the Eagles out of Cleveland. They don't have to go back there for another 8 years, thankfully. But it's a win, and we move forward. We go to Ray from Kentucky on the line now. And Ray, you there?
Raven.
Ray, you got to turn your speakers down, buddy.
How you doing, Bo?
How you doing?
Go ahead.
Bo?
Yep, you're live.
Okay, I'll turn them down.
Yep.
How y'all doing?
Good, how are you? Can you turn your speakers down, Ray?
Yes. I just want to say, you know, I like the way you give their defense credit.
Go ahead. We agree. Are you there? He might be good.
You know, because I think the Cleveland Browns play good defense against our offense.
That and, they did.
I don't think it was just going to be us just go up and blow them out, because I think the defense – I mean, I think the Browns played good ball today against the Eagles, and I enjoyed the whole game.
All right. Appreciate your perspective, Ray. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to take a quick commercial break here on the post-game show presented by Rico. On the other side, we're going to go through that 18-play, 91-yard drive that was the game winner for the Eagles. We're going to talk more about what's going on moving forward for the team, and we'll hear more from you. 215-339-6709 here on the postgame show presented by Rico.
If we said a pledge of allegiance before each game, this is what it would be. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
Well, the kids wanted a puppy, but they can be really expensive. So to save money, I just found them a possum.